for Snoop Dogg, press 341 or something. So then you called
what
in.
What in the world? You called.
You dial 341, and then it charges you $2 or whatever.
You know, I think VA just started doing that.
Like, it charges your phone bill because it's a 1-900 number. You know, I call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a 1-900 number, so then you'll get charged on your phone bill, and then, like, in the next 10 or 15 minutes, that video will come on. Because whatever people are paying to request, that's what they play.
That's crazy.
So it's called the jukebox television.
It wasn't just rap then.
No, it was all music videos.
But the people who were requesting the most were...
I'm telling you, it was rock, it was country, it was rap, but none of the rock or country ever came on because everybody's just requesting
rap.
Two was just racking up the phone bills for the people who were into rap. So I'm saying, like if there was a rock video on it, you'd be like, whoa, there's actually... But we never requested, because think about it, like, your phone bill's going to your parents.
Yeah.
Like, how are your parents going to feel when they get the phone bill and the jukebox network? Even if it was $2, my parents would freak out.
Paul, you out of here?
Yeah, sorry. We weren't even allowed to watch MTV. So, like, if you know, the last thing we're going to do is request a song on the jukebox.
Right.
We would have gotten in trouble.
Yeah.
Even if it's a $2 charge, they'd be like, why are you guys on the jukebox network? You know, this garbage.
Do you remember collect calls? Do you remember 1010321?
Oh, yeah. 1010321, yeah. For the best...
That's like obsolete now, obviously. Yeah. That's it.
Best price on long distance, call 1010321.
Yep.
And then it was 1-800-COLLECT.
Yeah, 1-800-COLLECT.
Save a buck or two.
Yeah. Yep. I remember when phones, if you're going to call like a different area code, you have to put 1.
Yeah.
In the beginning, do you remember that? You have to put 1 and then the area code.
You used to have to put a 1 even in the same area code if it was long distance.
Right.
Do, do, do. You must first dial a 1. Please hang up and try again. Everything was about that.
I mean, I remember when phones didn't have caller ID. You had a separate thing, a little caller ID, a little machine. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but nobody had it. I mean,
we had it. I guess we're like the rich people or something. Connect to the phone.
Like, that thought is so bizarre now. Like, that the phone would just ring and you just picked it up having no idea who was calling.
A home phone.
Because, like,
you
I
just
never,
answered it, you're like...
like, if I look at my phone, if I don't recognize the number, I never answer it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, every once in a while I do and I always regret it. But back then it was just like... And in the middle of the night, people could call you.
Yeah.
Right? Because you didn't silence your phone at night.
Yeah.
You have to, like, unplug it.
Right.
I mean, your
or phone, leave it off the hook or something.
You know, yeah, but you didn't do that, though.
Yeah.
Like, people could just call you at, like, 2 in the morning. And you'd be like, hello?
Yeah.
But now you just silence it.
Well, I remember when we had answering machines with the little tape.
Oh,
you remember that?
Cassette tapes.
You know?
Yeah, some of those little cassettes.
Yeah, I'm serious, right?
Or like a little recorder.
And then you just press play and it's just like...
I remember when we were being mischievous, like me and my brother before. Because my brother went through a phase where he did a lot of like prank calling.
That's what I did.
So I remember we'd be like in the middle of the night watching TV. And my brother would just like call, he'd call like a business out of the phone book. And their answering machine would pick up and he would just talk to it for like an hour. Like, we'd just be like watching TV and just talking and just, it was just on the phone.
That's
just
hilarious.
Filling somebody's in until the tape would end.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, how's it going?
When 9/11 happened, my brother, like, he got out the phone book. And found a guy whose name was Ben Laden.
Ben Laden.
It was like Ben Laden or Ben Laden. Like Benjamin Laden or something.
He like called the guy, like, and left a weird message.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
My brother has done some crank calls.
That's hilarious.